In what's seen as an unusual move, the Bush administration is backing an Ohio effort to ban certain late-term abortions, known as partial birth abortions. The Justice Department filed a brief this week asking the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to uphold the Ohio ban. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Ohio was the first state to try to ban the abortion procedure DNX, dilation and extraction, what abortion opponents call partial birth abortion. The first law was struck down in 1997 as unconstitutional because the judge said the law was too vague. In the summer of 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Nebraska ban on this abortion method because the court said the law didn't have an adequate exception for the health of the mother. But a month before that decision, Ohio tried again to ban DNX abortions. This time, the law was more specific and added what anti-abortion activists say is an adequate exception for the health of the mother. Wendy Wright is with Concerned Women for America.
It very clearly states that the health of the mother exemption is for the extreme cases in which a mother's life or a bodily function will suffer damage. So the Department of Justice is arguing that this Ohio ban will face constitutional scrutiny.
But abortion rights advocates say the health exception in the new Ohio ban is still too narrow and is therefore unconstitutional. Janet Kreps is an attorney for the Center for Reproductive Law and Policy.
Now, this is a second-generation partial birth abortion bill that is begrudgingly includes a health exception, which is required under the Supreme Court's decisions. But the health exception is still not adequate because it ignores Supreme Court decisions that say you have to have an exception that allows the woman to get the procedure that is the most safe for her.
The Justice Department brief filed this week says the United States has a significant interest in clarifying constitutional principles that would apply to federal legislation relating to partial birth abortion. Attorneys note that Congress twice passed measures that would have imposed substantial restrictions on this type of abortion. Although President Clinton vetoed those bills, the brief states that President Bush has expressed support for such a law. Activists on both sides of the abortion debate said they were surprised that the federal government decided to get involved in this case before it worked its way up to the Supreme Court. Mark Lally is legislative counsel for Ohio Right to Life.
We think it shows that there is a significant argument here that this statute should be constitutional. What it also shows is if this statute, although this wasn't argued specifically by the Department of Justice, however, if this statute is struck down, it pretty clearly indicates that if we keep Roe versus Wade, it means we end up keeping partial birth abortion legal. That Roe versus Wade means that you have to have partial birth abortion.
Abortion rights advocates are stunned by the news that came a week after the Bush administration announced it would change the federal definition of a child to allow fetuses to qualify for a federal government health insurance program. Vicky Saporta is head of the National Abortion Federation.
Despite the president's declaration that he respects women, in the last week he's blocked money for family planning for women and families around the world and laid the foundation for overturning Roe versus Wade by extending CHIP coverages to fetuses instead of giving prenatal coverage directly to women.
At one point, 30 states passed bans on so-called partial birth abortion. The Nebraska decision effectively struck down all those laws, but both sides say the Ohio case will rekindle that debate. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.